Welcome into the Jaguars postgame report. Jaguars lose 37-20 against the St. Louis Rams here in St. Louis. John, your first impression of this game, because my first impression is I think this team got better offensively but can't continue to make the mistakes.
Well, they got better offensively, especially early. You said, whoa, there's some life here. And then with the drive with Henny at the end, you said, whoa, there's some life there. But then you had the penalties. You had the things going the other way. You know, the interceptions that gave up basically two point-blank touchdowns, the interception return. And then there was also obviously the one that set up the 16-yard pass. And when you give away easy points, the Jaguars are not talented enough right now to overcome those kind of mistakes.
No, they're certainly not. One of the things, though, that disappointed me the most was there at the end of this ball game, you lost your starting left tackle, which is now out for the season. You lost your quarterback, Blaine Gabbert. Chad Henne's in the game, and all of a sudden Chad leads a drive, and I'm looking at my notes here. It was 12 plays, 80-yard drive to close to a one-possession game, which was very impressive because they ran the football on that drive. And then defensively, they come back after that drive and allow the Rams to go 80 yards.
Yeah, I don't know if you look back at this game in a week, you're going to say, boy, the Jaguars should have won that game. But we've all seen many games in the NFL, exactly like you just said, Jeff. You get outplayed a little bit, and then you have a chance at the end to get back in it. You have a chance to make a stop, and all of a sudden you're tied, and you're going, how in the world are we tied? That was the kind of game this could have been had the defense gotten a stop. And Gus just talked about it in there. You have to make the plays at the moments that you have them to make it.
Big loss, though, losing Luke Jokel. You trade UG Monroe, you lose Luke Jokel for the season, a high ankle fracture. What does that do to the morale of a football team?
Well, I'm not sure it's going to hurt the morale. I think what it hurts is the fact that you – wanted to have Luke Jokel play the next 11 games and continue to get better. Oh, what a difference a week makes, right? Eugene Monroe, Luke Jokel, your tackles this time last week. Now Austin Pastore and Cameron Bradfield. And, you know, it obviously hurts because you can't lose two first-round talent tackles in 1 week and not have it hurt the offensive line, but they've got to overcome it.
All right, John Osher, senior editor of Jaguars.com. We're going to let you get back to work. We're going to bring in Pride of the Jaguars, fellow analyst Tony Boselli. Tony, first let's talk about the impact of losing starting left tackle Luke Jokel, who appeared to be playing pretty well against what is an elite pass rusher in Robert Quinn and the Rams.
Well, I think we all knew that Luke Jokel was going to be a very good left tackle, and he was doing a good job. And listen, it's just a very unfortunate, and it's unfortunately a part of this game, and you hate to see it happen to anybody. And, you know, as a left tackle, it pains me even more to see Luke Jokel go down because I think we all hope and feel like he's going to be fine long-term and be back, but rookie year, you'd like to get as many reps as he can and get comfortable and really be starting to become the guy that you draft him to be, which all signs are that's who he is. I mean, that he's a really good football player. So it hurts. It hurts bad. It hurts now that, you know, you got two guys that you probably weren't planning on when you came into the year to be your two tackles in Cam Bradfield and Austin Pastore, but to give those guys some credit, they did a nice job, I think, today.
The guy that was simply fantastic, and I would like to have seen more out of him, and I mean more, as far as more balls thrown his way, Justin Blackman. What can you say about him coming back from the four-game suspension to have over 100 yards receiving? Looked like a dominant player out there on the field.
I think that what he did on the field speaks for itself, but I think what even impresses me more, Jeff, is the way he handled the situation leading up to today. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've seen it go both ways. And here's a guy who made a mistake. He paid the price. He's away from the team for 4 weeks, first four games. He got better when he was gone. Mm-hmm. He got in better shape. He looks better.
Well,
he looks stronger. He's more powerful.
Just a little bit there because, you know, I give the NFL credit.
Sure, I agree with that.
Because, you know, he wasn't gone completely. Back in the old days, if a player got a four-game suspension,
he couldn't be here.
He wasn't even allowed to be at the facility and during with the substance of abuse program. As opposed to the PED suspension, he's allowed to be at the building, go to meetings, to work out with the strength and conditioning coaches. He's not allowed to practice, not to be around on game day. But that helps a player, and I think that today was a perfect
example. But he took advantage of it.
He certainly did.
And we've seen it go either way. I mean, as a young player, you have to make a decision at that point. It's a crossroads of your career. What are you going to do with it? And he did the right thing, and it paid off today. I mean, listen, he was drafted top five for a reason because the guy's a heck of a player. And he was the leading receiver as a rookie, and he picked up where he left off even at a higher level. And that's something to be really encouraged about with him and Cecil Shorts outside. You get Ace Sanders as your third. That's something to really build on.
Big question is, will Blaine Gabbert be available next week? I mean, what a tough go of it for Blaine Gabbert. Comes out at the beginning of the season, is dealing with a fractured thumb, gets the cut on the hand, misses time because of that. Now he's back in second consecutive game and now has a hamstring. He's going to be a question mark going to Denver next week. Chad Henne came in and looked pretty good, led him to 10 points. Will the debate start to pop up again?
Oh, yeah.
Who should be the starting quarterback?
Yeah, I think it will, because I think, listen, Chad did a good job when he came in, and you hate to see Blaine get hurt, but it wasn't going great before he got hurt. There were some inconsistencies, that, you know, the pick six, that was badly overthrown, the interception in the end zone on fourth down.
That one hurt the most, the interception in the end zone.
And it did. And then Chad came in and did well. So on top of the injury, and you hate that Blaine's been fighting those injuries all year, because it's hard to get better when you're not 100% or even close to 100% and you can't get the practice reps in. But now Chad's taking advantage of the opportunity. So it'll be an interesting topic, and I'm sure we'll have a lot of conversation about it this week.
All right, Tony. Thank you.
All right, Jeff.
Welcome back into the Jaguars postgame report. Jeff Loggeman here with starting right tackle Austin Pasdor. Austin, you guys had a significant loss today. Luke Jokel going to be gone for the season with a high ankle fracture. It's going to be you and Cam Bradfield rest of the way.
You know, it's really tough for Luke. You know, I wish him best recovery. You know, it's a fortunate part of the game.
Offensively, Gus Bradley has been talking about just get better. You guys had a season high as far as yards go. You guys look like you were able to run the ball more effectively. Is this something you can build on?
Yeah, you know, that's what it is, getting better. And, you know, I thought we moved the ball fairly well today. You know, we got to finish when we get in the red zone and score more points.
All right, just a little fun here. Virginia guy. And you went against a Virginia guy today. And Chris Long, how was it?
I know, it was a great competition between me and Chris. Chris is an excellent player, and it was a lot of fun competing against him.
All right, thank you, Austin.
Thank you.